Well, Governor Evers shook up Wisconsin politics yesterday with his announcement that he will not be seeking re-election. The governor's departure from the race leaves a rare wide open seat for governor, and it could lead to crowded primaries. WPR's Anya Van Wagtendonk and Rich Kramer joined Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson to talk about the wide open field.
Anya, Rich, we've been speculating for months now about whether Tony Evers would run again, when he might announce, and how. He ended that speculation Thursday. What did he tell us?
He told us that he is not running. So effectively, he is ending his political career next year. He posted an emotional video online and said he's loved being governor and he's confident he'd win a third term if he ran. But he said he wants to spend more time with his family. And that is a pretty big deal, especially for Democrats. Evers consistently polls as the most popular politician in the state. So this sets up a wide open Democratic primary with no real clear front runner. At the same time, Democrats are trying to flip the state legislature next year, and so they really want to hold on to the governor's office for that to give them any kind of meaningful inroads in the Capitol.
And Rich, you did a story rounding up some of the reaction to this announcement. What stood out to you?
There were a lot of statements. Everyone that I saw was thanking Evers for his combined 50 years as an educator, superintendent of state schools, and governor. Also, some of the statements from Democrats were pushed out pretty early. It's almost like they knew this was coming. Maybe the most surprising thing to me was a couple of very kind statements from Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux. Those individuals were staunch political enemies of Evers since he took office in 2019. Voss and Lemieux both thanked him for his service and wished him well in retirement. Lemieux even thanked Evers for his willingness to reach across the aisle.
And just looking back here, the last time we had an open primary for governor on the Democratic side, it was 2018, when around a dozen candidates launched campaigns for governor. So let's get down to the list of who might run for Democrats this year, Anya. By the time people are listening to this, we may have an announced candidate or two. Run through the list as we know it now.
Yeah, it's already kind of long. There's lots of early tea leaves. There's statewide office holders like Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Attorney General Josh Call, Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski. They've all hinted that they're interested. State Senator Kelda Royce has also said she's strongly considering a run. Over in Milwaukee, Mayor Cavalier Johnson and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley are considered to be contenders. You, Sean, chatted with former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, and he told you that he's thinking about it. And the former chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Ben Wickler, who stepped down from that role a few months ago, is also considered a possibility.
And Rich, last time we had an open primary on the Republican side was just in 2022. There were four candidates, give or take. How many do we know about this year?
Officially, we have two Republicans in the race. They are business executive Bill Berrien and Washington County executive Josh Shulman. We do have some teasers, though. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany has been hinting at a run for some time now. And after Evers' announcement, former Republican Governor Scott Walker went on social media and posted a picture of a red hat with the words "Make Wisconsin Great Again" and the numbers 45-47 on the side. So that's obviously a nod to President Donald Trump, who was the 45th president and is now the 47th president. But fun fact, if Walker were to run and win another term, he'd actually be the 45th and 47th governor of Wisconsin.
So it is still early, but looking at this race right now, it feels like we might have some big primaries this time. Generally speaking, why is that?
Well, it's usually a safe bet that election season in Wisconsin is not going to be like quiet and chill. This is, I think, another example of that. It is the first wide open race for governor in 15 years. And so, of course, Republicans are just trying to get back into power in that office. And on the Democratic side, the stakes are also really high. They are hoping to take advantage of being the minority party in Washington, which maybe sounds a little weird, but oftentimes a minority party has an edge in the midterms. So they want to maintain the governor's veto pen no matter what, and they're trying to flip the state legislature, which would really solidify some Democratic power in a way that we have not seen here in many, many years.
That was WPR's Anya Van Wagtendonk and Rich Kramer. They spoke with WPR political editor Sean Johnson.